Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casinos, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Devin Nunes, the CEO, the guru of Truth Social, who's been available these last days to major media to comment on a very unhappy situation, which is the indictment of a former president by a district attorney in Manhattan for, well, fill in the blank. It's a misdemeanor. It's a felony. There are many versions of this storytelling. Chiefly what I've focused on with conversations the last days, especially with historian like Conrad Black, is that there is no precedent for this, and it establishes what was once called victor's justice. Each time one party or the other wins in a national election, you then begin the investigations and the prosecutions. Devin, I'm discouraged by this decision by District Attorney Bragg in Manhattan. However, it does promise to get worse. I'm reading a headline in the Washington Post right now. Justice Department said to have more evidence of possible Trump obstruction at Mar-a-Lago. Subhead, ex-staffer Molly Michaels' emails and texts are guiding Justice Department investigators who increasingly suspect the former president tried to keep some documents after a subpoena was issued. This is more of the unprecedented investigation of a former president who is a candidate for the presidency. How to regard this, Devin? Is it noise like Russiagate, or is this intervention in our election process damaging nationally?
Well, the whole justice system was weaponized by the Obama-Biden administration, just going back to our favorite subject, the Russia hoax. And like my senior investigator that I had during the Russia hoax times, Kash Patel, he likes to say that all roads lead back to Russiagate, because that was when they blew through all the norms and we essentially went to total lawlessness at the Department of Justice and within the ranks of the FBI, where now it's exactly what Conrad Black said. I think that's very, very well put, that this is, this is what happens when you have absolute power and you corrupt the whole justice system. It turns into total anarchy. And that's really what the fight is about now, in that when I say anarchy for the minority, right? Anarchy, in this case, it's the Republican Party. They are basically at a point where, with no power. Anybody who's a Republican, if you get tried in Washington, D.C. or New York, I mean, you are totally, for lack of a better term, John, you're totally screwed. And we've seen that time and time again, whether it was Peter Navarro or Stephen Bannon, anybody who was close to President Trump. You saw that with General Michael Flynn, who was brought up on some 200 and some year old law that had never been used, called the Logan Act. So they're becoming more and more brazen, so much so the Manhattan DA, in my estimation, was basically warring with, he's part of the Soros anarchy part of the Democratic Party. And then you've got the Obama, Biden, communists, like, we just want to get elected and control everything wing of the party. They're fighting with each other. And now what you have is you have, because you had Bragg go first, which really the Obama people didn't want Bragg going first, because this is complete nuttiness. Like, this is extreme. This is really extreme, where you can take local DAs. For example, I mean, I just wait for some, district attorney in Western North Dakota to bring up, Bill Clinton and Hillary on laundering laundering money to destroy her files, right? I mean, there's a whole host of these things that could happen if you begin to take made up laws. It's kind of show me the man and I'll show you the crime, and you let this get to state and local levels, where then it'd just become partisan attack on partisan attack, with people just making up laws because they don't like their political opponents. That is where we're headed right now, and it's And it's going to be a really scary time for our country. So you have President Trump is going to be, he's been indicted. And then now what you have is you have that, and that's because of the Soros anarchist wing who are at war with the Obama DC swamp group who did the documents hoax raid of Mar-a-Lago with this whole idea where they're, you know, they know damn well that they have a problem. President Trump, those documents were brought from the White House. They know exactly how they got there. Unlike Biden, where he's got documents spread all out over creation in some five or six different locations, they know exactly how these documents got to Mar-a-Lago. And just like Russia hoax, John, what are they doing? Well, we don't know. We can't get into whether they were classified or not classified, even though we spread them all over the floor and did photo ops and we made it look really bad. What are they down to now, John?
Obstruction.
Well, it was obstruction of justice. It doesn't matter. He just obstructed. And remember, that's the same thing they did during the Russia hoax with Mueller. Remember, they said, well, we were looking at them for the Logan Act and all these other laws, and you know they made them all up. And then they said, but they didn't cooperate. So it was obstruction of justice. And that's, I'm guessing, where this is going now. So you have the leaks going to the Washington Post trying to reset the narrative, and their narrative is going to be, well, yeah, we know this is an extreme case. Maybe, you know, those of us that are more normal on the left, we don't think that should have been brought. But let me tell you what's really bad. This is what's really bad. It's obstruction of justice. I mean, I don't know. It's a redux of 2017 and 18, John. Just a total redux. They don't care. They're burning the country down, and we're headed into total lawlessness. I mean, it's no different than the point I made in the last segment about the California water crisis, where it's, you know, water for me, but not for thee. They only want to enforce radical environmental laws where people don't live, or fewer people live, where Republicans tend to live, where farmers tend to live, yet their water continues to run, even though the water comes from the same place. So we're really looking at a two-tiered justice system, a two-tiered government, the haves and the have-nots, and they're becoming more and more extreme by the day. Because the country, if you look globally, and I know you cover this all the time, if you look globally, the value of the dollar is collapsing. China and Russia are working together. Who knows what the hell to believe what's actually happening in the Ukraine-Russian war. But we're looking really weak abroad and getting worse. And we've got a financial crisis on our hands. And that could be getting worse. We don't know. You have a president that's increasingly becoming unpopular. And you have the left in this country that has totally weaponized the intelligence and justice system to target their political enemies. And instead of just stopping, they're doubling down, tripling down, quadrupling down. It looks like there's nothing that they won't do. And I think that's what you're seeing here.
I thought the decision for Bragg to go forward means that the election process of 24 now stops. We're frozen. Because we don't know whether the president's going to announce his reelection campaign. But we do know that the Democratic Party has long made it clear that they believe the only candidate they can beat easily with Joe Biden as a reelection candidate is Donald Trump. And so everybody's frozen now, Devin. We can't get to the themes that are important. You know, what are you going to do for the American people? What are you going to do about inflation? What are you going to do about climate? What are you going to do about anything?
Yeah, because I don't know, though. I know what you're saying, John, but I that's a never Trump narrative that's being put out there, that they are bringing these indictments forward because they do not want to run against Trump. I mean, this is any of these Republicans who are out there who are saying that, oh, this is just an attempt. The Democrats are doing all the secret stuff because they want to make Trump more popular. No, that's not what they want to do. They've long wanted to get him off the field. They don't like him because they know if they get rid of him, then all of these Rust Belt former Democrats, Reagan Democrats, don't turn out to vote. And that is their biggest threat. I mean, it's really doing some weird political mental gymnastics to concoct a conspiracy theory
that
they're bringing these indictments to help Trump win. I mean, it's really, you know, kind of silly.
Well, I don't know. Is it not the case that I've read that Joe Biden can, the belief of the Democratic Party is that Joe Biden can defeat Donald Trump a second time. Is not that their belief?
Well, if that's the case, then why would they be going through all of this? Why would they be totally destroying the country? I mean, you have to, that, like I said, that's like a real conspiracy to believe that they're bringing these prosecutions because they think that Trump is the easiest to win, to beat. So let's make him popular by making him a martyr, and we're going to abuse the justice system. We're going to indict him multiple times. We're going to raid Mar-a-Lago. I mean, I'm sorry, John. I just think that is the never Trump narrative that they're trying to put out there. The fact of the matter is that the reason they're indicting him and they're causing all this problem because they think, well, Mar-a-Lago document hoax raid didn't work. Well, let's try to, because they wanted him off the field. Well, let's get a special counsel. Let's double down and indict him. The Soros anarchists are like, well, I'm going to get my Manhattan DA to do it.
I see.
They're going to try to get Georgia to do it. Because they're desperate to put Donald Trump in handcuffs and put him in jail because they are that crazy. And I know that sounds bad, but that's what they want. They want him in jail, ineligible to run.
The polling immediately afterwards indicates that former President Trump gains in the polling after this decision by Bragg. That's what it says now. It might change in time.
Exactly, because it's backfiring on them.
I see.
I mean, that's what I think we talked about that last week. I think we were on your show.
Well, I didn't think that Bragg would do this. I thought surely he's going to reconsider. But now, now that it's happened, I mean, I voted for the president twice, and I'm going to vote for the Republican nominee. And the polling indicates he's just got a stronger case than he had before, which he was strong before. And now he's stronger.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and look, and in politics, you know, there's a long way to go here. And, you know, what is for sure that cannot be denied is that there's you can love Donald Trump or not like him, but you have to recognize the reality. And that is that Donald Trump has the largest political movement. You can call it MAGA, you can call it ultra MAGA, you can call it Trumpism, you can whatever you want. But he has knocked out kind of the neocon conservatives wing of the party, and he's brought forth this anti-China, America first. It is a strong belief system, and he's got followers all over the country, John. And I see them every single day. You see them on, you know, True Social. Remember, True Social is a platform that has been driven in large part by people who want to follow Donald Trump. Now, it's not the way we wanted it as we've built this company out. We didn't want to have True Social built out this way. We thought that we were going to become a public company. We were going to get the financing. The Securities Exchange Commission was going to approve our financing, and then we would have been able to go out and grow like a normal startup business. But instead, what have they done? The Biden administration has attacked the finance company that we were trying to merge with. So they've essentially stopped any ability of ours to do any to compete even at a smaller level with, say, an Amazon or any of the big tech tyrants. They've cut off our access to the public capital markets. And you know, so what does that mean? What it means is it sucks for it's just more corruption. And it's another get Trump. But despite all that, John, we're still the fastest growing social media company in history. And that's largely because of people who want to follow Donald Trump. And you will see Trump 2024 flags all over the country. You see them even in places like California, and you sure see them in Florida. And so I only tell you this and the listeners this is because there's a lot of people who are in denial that this is a massive movement of people who really believe in this Trump agenda. And, you know, look, it's not 50%, but it surely is well over 50% of the Republican Party.
Devin Nunes, the CEO, the guru of True Social, where they practice the First Amendment every day. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.